shifting left to right along the offensive line. On first down, the handoff to Iacomelli. He gets covered up by Tywan Malone. Gain of two, and the fans who wanted to see a little more aggressive approach not pleased. A timeout is taken with exactly 1 minute left in the first half. A timeout taken by Ohio State, they were pointing there. So and that was the case. So one timeout remaining in the half for Ryan Day. Second down and 8 for Wisconsin at its own 22-yard line. Send it back downstairs to Patrick.
I'll play the role of Tauscher here. When you see these two-minute drives like this, he talks about the importance of that first play, and it's a feeling out for both sides. Wisconsin goes conservative. They would have popped 5-6, gotten into second and manageable, you might have seen Wisconsin go up-tempo or maybe use a timeout. Instead, they get down it for 2 yard gain. Ohio State says, well, we can get this ball back. Often you'll see a draw or a screen here on a play like this. Again, feeling it out. See if Wisconsin can get to a third and manageable. If they don't, Ohio State's going to use another timeout here and think, we're going to get the ball back and try and score.
Yeah, they will. We won't have a whole lot of time left, but I think we've seen enough of that offense. They don't need a whole lot of time. You got Brooks, Anthony, and Kekahuna trips to the left. Iacomelli, the running back. Kekahuna motions to the right. Here's the handoff to Iacomelli. Running off the left side of the line across the 25-yard line to about the 27. Arvell Reese on the tackle. And that will stop the clock with 55 seconds left in the half as Ohio State will use its final timeout. Ball placed at the 26 of Wisconsin. It's now third down and 4. So the Buckeyes are out of timeouts. If the Badgers can't convert on a run play that ends in bounds, they could burn off most of the remaining time. Not all of it, but most of it. We'll see how they approach this on third and 4 at their own 26. Hunter Simmons in his first half is 5 out of 8 for 49 yards and an interception off a deflected pass. And the Badgers today on third down so far are 1 out of 5. 66 yards of offense for Wisconsin, 271 for Ohio State. So let's see what they roll with. 55 seconds left of the break, 17-0 Ohio State. Benny Anthony slot left, Trezke Kahuna slot right. Iacomelli to the left of Hunter Simmons. On third down, Lance Mason in motion to the right. And they'll keep it on the ground. Iacomelli trying to make something happen. Can't bump to the turf. Caleb Downs getting in there at the 29-yard line. Clock continues to run. 45 seconds left in the first half. Game clock at 40. Play clock at 31. So if you're Wisconsin, you could take it all the way down. Maybe take your TO with one on the play clock. Or take the delay if you want to burn off that extra second. Game clock sitting at 25, play clock at 15. So there you go. They could snap it at right around 11 seconds if that's what they want to do. And the Badgers are going to let the play clock wind down. Luke Fickell standing by one of the officials. Play clock is at 2 and 1. Takes the timeout with 10 seconds left in the half. So they'll go ahead and punt with 10 seconds left in the half. So Ohio State might get a play, depending on the result of this punt. 17-0, Ohio State leading Wisconsin. All of the scoring coming in the first quarter. Two touchdown passes from Julian Sand to Carnell Tate, and in between a Jaden Fielding 38-yard field goal. All things considered, this Wisconsin defense is doing everything it can on a day where the offense again continues to struggle. But today, it is facing a defense that is as good as it gets in college football. Sean West, who's hit a couple rockets, could use another one here. Line of scrimmage, the 29 of Wisconsin. Innis is deep. Now you see if Ohio State may put on an all-out rush. Let's find out. Protectors better be ready. Nick Levy handles the long snapping. Sean West, the red shirt freshman, waits for it. Snap back to West. The rush is on, and the kick is away. Fair catch signaled by Innis, and he'll make it inside the 20-yard line with 4 seconds left in the first half. That was a 53-yard punt. So Sean West, we mentioned, All-State punter, here in Wisconsin and getting his first work and making good of it. Patrick, what do you have?
Just to give him even more props on that heavy pressure. Ohio State was trying kind of in a last-ditch here effort here in the waning seconds to block that punt and get good field position out of it. He had heavy pressure, so to be able to stand in there and deliver that bomb, again, I think shows poise for a redshirt freshman.
Yep, it does. Yeah, they went after it, so now they'll go ahead and take a knee here, it looks like, Ohio State, from its 18-yard line. Carson Hinsman, the center, snaps it back to Sand, and that's how the first half will end. So the Buckeyes doing their damage in the first quarter of play, a stalemate in the second quarter, and we're at halftime at Camp Randall Stadium. Our score at the half, Ohio State 17, Wisconsin nothing. Coming up, Mike Heller has the halftime report presented by America Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Save big money on your bathroom update at Menards. Transform your bathroom with a stunning new vanity from Magic Woods. With over 100 options to choose from, our vanities combine contemporary style with durable materials. Find the ideal piece to create the bathroom you've always wanted. From stylish and elegant to simple and modern. Save big money on Magic Woods vanities at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all our great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council. The Ad Council.
Badger football is brought to you by Ford. Fearless is a Badger. That's a Ford SUV. Check one out at your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Jones Dairy Farm. Making breakfast better since 1889. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards. Proud partner of Badger football. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
Well, we welcome you into Camp Randall Stadium at the break. It is 17-0 Ohio State. Buckeyes raced out to a 17-0 lead in the first quarter on an 89-yard drive on 9 plays, 6 plays, 23 yards, and a field goal after a Wisconsin interception turnover. And then Ohio State went 6 plays and 70 yards for a touchdown, scoring with 4 seconds left in the first quarter. Nobody scored in the second. The Badgers' possessions in the first half: punt, interception, and then 4 more punts to get you to the break. Julian Sayin for Ohio State has been very impressive. 23 of 26, 235 yards and a couple of touchdowns. And to further illustrate the statistical gap in this game right now, Ohio State has 270 yards of total offense to Wisconsin's 69, 235 in the air to 49 for Wisconsin, and just 35 rushing yards for Ohio State, but only 20 for Wisconsin on 16 attempts, just 20 yards rushing in the first half. So at the break, it is a no contest game so far. 17-0 Ohio State. It is not the gap that it could have been, certainly statistically, but the number one ranked team in the country, Ohio State, gives up just 6.8 points per game, and they have been true to that in the first half. Our American Family Insurance Halftime Report continues in a moment. We'll check out some other scores across the country and the Big Ten. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese are produced with four generations of our family's expertise and commitment. We start with the best dairy farms providing high-quality milk so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese, a proud partner of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
Looking for seed that performs? FS Envision seed corn and FS High Soy soybeans deliver top-tier performance, field-tested reliability, and trusted local FS expertise. Your local FS crop specialist is here from planting to harvest, helping you get the most out of every acre, every season. Seed that performs, support that delivers. Ask your local FS crop specialist about FS Envision and FS High Soy, or visit fsc.com to learn more.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese are produced with four generations of our family's expertise and commitment. We start with the best dairy farms providing high-quality milk so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese, a proud partner of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million, while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Mike Heller back at Camp Randall Stadium, 17-0 Ohio State, number one ranked team in the country and the best defense in the nation. That's the score at halftime, 17-0 Ohio State. Our scoreboard update is presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Let's go to the Big Ten. Number three ranked Indiana is poised to be the number two ranked team in the country if they can hold on today at home against Michigan State. They trailed in that game 10-7, but now lead 21-10 at the halftime. Indiana 6-0, 3-0 in the Big Ten, third ranked in the country, but likely to move up with Miami's loss last night. Otherwise, it is Northwestern 19-0 over Purdue. That game is late in the third quarter. Last night in Big Ten play, it was Minnesota 24-6 over 25th ranked Nebraska. Darius Taylor 24 for 148 on the ground and a touchdown. Nebraska cracked the top 25, unlikely to stay there. Other games later this afternoon, 8th ranked Oregon is at Rutgers. That's at 5:30. Penn State interim head coach at Iowa. That one's at 6 o'clock. Maryland at UCLA. And then USC playing out of conference at Notre Dame, 20th ranked USC, 13th ranked Notre Dame. Top 25 games going on right now across the country. 5th ranked Ole Miss leads Georgia 21-20. Georgia's 9th ranked. That one is at the half. 7th ranked Texas Tech tied with Arizona State 6-6. Also going on there. Our American Family Insurance Halftime Report continues in a moment. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Jess Sims is always looking to take her performance to the next level.
I'm facing you, then you're going to switch.
You got this, Jess.
We got this.
And she needs her money to work as hard as she does. That's why she uses U.S. Bank BankSmartly Checking and Savings, which does exactly that, helping her track her spending and grow her money. Together we'll achieve more than any of us could alone. That's the power of Jess, and this is the power of us. Visit usbank.com today to get started. Member FDIC, copyright 2025 U.S. Bank.
Every day across Wisconsin, outstanding educators change lives, lift students up, strengthen communities, and shape brighter futures. The Outstanding Educator Program, brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, honors those who go above and beyond. Know someone who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Badger football all season long.
All the way, 71 yards.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Back with you at the half at Camp Randall Stadium, 17-0 Ohio State. Down on the field right now, we're going to welcome in Billy Schmidt, who's next to me. Mark Tauscher is down on the field as they are celebrating the Rose Bowl champion reunion weekend at the University of Wisconsin. So they're showing highlights from 93 season, 94 Rose Bowl, and also 98-99 Rose Bowls. And Barry Alvarez and all of those reunion players are gathered down on the field. It is a far cry what we're seeing right now from what those teams put on the field in the building of this Wisconsin football program. Billy Schmidt, host of our postgame show, both on the network and local side when this game is done. 17-0, it kind of belies what the stats tell you. 270 yards to 69 yards of offense. And Julian Sayin is everything that you could have imagined. 23 of 26, 235. And so are the receivers he throws to, which is just kind of ridiculous.
There's a lot of Sunday players on that sideline, especially the wide receivers. Jeremiah Smith's one of the best football players you're going to see in person. And that catch by Tate, Mike, is one of the best plays you're going to watch in college football all year long. But 17-0, after Mark and Matt talked about 99 being down 17-0 to Ohio State, you know, your boy went back and got educated. I learned about that team that went on and scored 42 consecutive points. It was a very, very fun moment. At the Shoe. Oh, I went back and watched all the highlights. I don't know how you can put together those kind of highlights for this run back, but their start, it started with physicality there. And today, Mike, as much as the skill positions on the outside have done a phenomenal job, Sayin has been able to be in the pocket remarkably comfortable. And he's gotten to throw the ball across the field from far hash to far sideline. They've gotten to do whatever they've wanted outside of the red zone where the Badgers' defense has stiffened.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Wisconsin's offense. Well, when we do that, we're talking about Ohio State's defense. This is, by all statistical measures, the top defense in the country. They give up less than a touchdown and an extra point per game, 6.8 points per game. They give up nothing. Is there any daylight? Is there something you see that Wisconsin can find some offense?
Well, Mike, I think initially, no. Much as it sounds like there's not a lot right away, but you have to be able to manufacture some of that. And again, I think that starts with being able to own your one-on-one matchups, and it's difficult up front. There's a lot of moving parts, a lot of injuries we've talked about, and a lot of youth. But you got to be able to win a couple of those one-on-one matchups to allow Dylan Jones to not only catch the ball in the outside in the alleyway,
yeah.
but be able to get his ground and his foot underneath him before he has a Buckeye standing right in his face.
So I've asked you this on other occasions. I don't know what the message can be at the half. It means 17-0 doesn't look as bad as what it could be. That's a defeatist mindset. I don't know. What do you think the message might be as they come back out of that tunnel?
You know, Mike, I think, sadly, this might be the most resigned the message has been to the result. 17-0 was not an unforeseen result at the end of the first half here. But the process has been everything as demoralizing as it could be. You have been unable to – you have four first downs, right? I mean, you have four first downs. And in all reality, you've held the ball just as much as Ohio State has. In the same time, they put up over 200 yards more and 10 more first downs. You have to be able to establish some rhythm. But you got a lot of young players out there, Mike. This is one of the best opportunities to get better and to put something on tape that there's a lot of NFL scouts in the level just above us that they're watching everything going on here, including how you finish.
Also running pretty deep into the running back room, Cade Iacomelli is your only healthy traditional running back right now. They might have to go deeper to Gideon Ituka and others.
Yeah, it's a tough scene right there, Mike. But we've talked about it a lot of different times. Being able to get opportunity as a young player, there's no better opportunity to play than against the number one team in the country. And you're going to see a lot of young players. You saw a very, very youthful linebacking core. I assume you see a lot more of that into the second half.
All right, Billy. He will handle postgame for you today. Maybe some Lance Allen in there as he comes back from L.A. and an NLCS that ended pretty quickly. So Billy will handle that. Matt LaPay will be back in the booth. This is the American Family Insurance Halftime Report. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Matt and Mark coming up next to look at some of the first half stats. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
An intimate and cozy dining atmosphere is ready for you inside of Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells at the Copper Oak Steakhouse. Here, dinner isn't just a meal. It's a full-on experience. With our signature wood fire grill located within the dining room, enjoy a meticulous menu that includes hand-cut steaks, fresh seafood, nightly chef specials, and so much more. The Copper Oak Steakhouse awaits. Call and make your reservations today.
Wisconsin football's 2025 season is almost over. Just two chances left to be at Camp Randall for Big Ten football. Don't miss the Badgers' matchups with Washington and Illinois and the traditions that make game day unforgettable. Jump around the fifth quarter and memories that can only be made in Madison. Tickets are going fast. Lock in your seats now at uwbadgers.com or by calling 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, no, we can't read a poker face. Deep cuts, it's the way it goes when you're a part of it. And some authentic cringe. This is from 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
In August, Patty and Eddie of Cabins on the Lake in Friendship lost their home in a devastating fire. These two people are always the first to help others, and now it's our turn to help them. Join us for a fun benefit Saturday, November 1st from noon until 5 p.m. at Connell's Cedar Shack in Adams. Music, food, live and silent auctions with awesome prizes, 50-50s, and lots of fun. All proceeds go to assist Patty and Eddie rebuild. Join us November 1st at Connell's Cedar Shack, just south of Adams on Highway 13. You'll have a good time for a great cause.
Badger football is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Usinger's. Look for Usinger's famous sausage at your local grocer. The elf on the label means quality on your table. And by Coors Light. Wisconsin fans, choose chill. Now, with the call of the second half, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LaPay.
17-0, Ohio State leads Wisconsin here at halftime. Let's check out some of the first half stats, and it has been dominated by the Buckeyes. 270 yards of offense to 69 for Wisconsin. Ohio State getting it done through the air through the first two quarters. Julian Sayin, 23 of 26 for 235 yards and two touchdowns. Jeremiah Smith, six catches for 52. His career high in a game is nine grabs. Max Clair, five catches for 29. Carnell Tate, four catches, 85 yards, and two touchdowns. Hunter Simmons, five out of eight through the air, 49 yards, one interception. Dylan Jones, eight carries for 14 yards for Wisconsin. Lance Mason, the only Badger with more than one reception. He has two, good for 31 yards. The third down conversions, Badgers one out of six. Buckeyes, two out of five. Wisconsin with just four first downs in the first half compared to 14 for Ohio State. Time of possession is closer than you might think. In fact, just by a few seconds in favor of the Buckeyes, 15:05 to 14:55, but Ohio State has run off more plays, 35 to 24. Ohio State getting 7.7 per play compared to 2.9 for Wisconsin. Today's game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is building a strong, resilient energy future today and for generations to come. Ohio State will receive. Let's check in again with Patrick Herb.
Caught up with Coach Fickell at halftime. A couple notes from him defensively. Thought the guys settled in a little bit better, found their footing, got stops on each of the last two drives. That's progress. Offensively, is there one thing that you want to see happen this half? Was the question posed to him. And he said, need to move people up front. So in the offensively, need to get push, need to get separation and move the line of scrimmage. Overall, his message was consistent with what it's been all week, though. Wisconsin can't get 17 points on the first play. In fact, they're going to be on defense to start. They have to take this play by play and forget about the score and go piece by piece and try to just win the next snap.
Yeah, first order of business is to get your kick cover unit organized and then see if you can get a stop and get something, anything going here offensively. It's a team that has just had an inability to get explosive plays again this season. Now today, again, we're at the risk of going crazy with the repetitiveness, but Ohio State's defense is the real deal. And we've talked about how a lot of folks think this Ohio State team is better than last year. I think the running game isn't as good. Travion Henderson, Quinshon Junkins. Today they haven't bothered with it in the first half. We'll see how they play it here in the second half at Camp Randall. As Nathaniel Vakos with the kick, and it's a hard line drive that will sail out of the end zone for the touchback as the second half is underway. Rose Bowl champions reunion. All the guys down on the field. Mark Tauscher, I thought you'd be at Wando's. Glad you're back. You got a friend. You got some money. You got money in the booth.
Cash.
Matt Davenport.
What is up?
What's going on, man? Welcome home.
Oh, it's so good to be back. I forgot how great this place is.
Yeah, did you guys have fun last night?
Oh, we had a great time. We split a couple iced teas and hung
That's
out.
That's what I
great.
Heard. Yeah. A little trip to the library.
It was
good, yeah. I understand. We'll visit with Dav here as we move forward. Ohio State, a first and 10 at his own 25-yard line. Julian Sayin at quarterback. Bo Jackson is the running back. Carnell Tate slot to the right. First down handoff. Jackson off the left side across the 25 up to the 30-yard line. Emilio Agard, the corner, will make the stop. So you're back in California these days, right?
Yep. I'm still about 60 miles south of the Rose Bowl, so I can't get over it.
It's a nice place. Nice place to be on the tackle. So the stories you guys were telling last night, what was the truth percentage? How much embellishment you think was going on?
I would say the truth percentage is probably in the low 60s. You know, and as this thing keeps spilling out, you get to 25 years and then 30. You know, it's like the old fishing tales. It's just going to continue to grow, and it'll probably, if you get to 50-50, you feel pretty good about it.
First and 10 for the Buckeyes at their own 35-yard line. Just underway third quarter, 17-0 Ohio State. Sayin, play fake, pressure by Riker, steps up, drops it off. Jackson catches. 45-yard line, and Bo Jackson brought to the ground by Cooper Catalano. A first and 10. Well, there was the 98-99 season, but a lot of that was set up by money in 1997 with back-to-back game-winning field goals. Here against Indiana, a week later at Northwestern. We'll pick up on that after this play. First and 10 for the Buckeyes at the Wisconsin 49-yard line. You talk about one of the all-time clutch kickers. He's in the booth with us right now with Matt Davenport. Knee-high shotgun snap. Sand under pressure. Gets away. And he'll stumble up to maybe a yard. It looked like Mason Reiger getting in there to disrupt. But those back-to-back field goals for the win, you made it seem like you've been doing it your entire life. No pressure at all. Huh?
No, it was a lot of pressure, you know. Alvarez did a good job of us absorbing a ton of pressure during practice, which made it easier in the game, that's for sure.
And I'll say this. That year, we all knew it was going to be a little bit of a struggle because we had a whole new O-line. And finding ways to win those games when you made those kicks to get that confidence to stay in it is huge.
Yeah, it was. It's second down to 9, Ohio State at the 48 of Wisconsin. Sand under center, takes a snap, hands it off to West, the young running back, and he gets stoned at the line of scrimmage. Good work defensively. Corey Walker getting involved. First hit, though, from the Akron, Ohio native Darrell Peterson. And it's third down and 9 here for Ohio State.
And we've talked a lot about Darrell Peterson, and what you love seeing is that, you know, in this run game, continue to keep the gap integrity, and you see Allegra with, you know, basically playing with one arm, just throwing on his shoulder. You see he is emptying the bucket out here on the field today.
Third down and 9, Ohio State at the Wisconsin 48-yard line. 12-10 left, third quarter, 17-0 the Buckeyes. Brandon Ennis slot left, Jeremiah Smith slot right. Donaldson, the running back, shuffles in motion to left. Sand under pressure, throws. Pulled down by Donaldson, and Matt Traynor will blast him at the 43-yard line. That'll be about 4 yards short of the first down. So we know it's a struggle. Here we got a penalty marker here on the play, so let's check the call. Jeff Cervinski, the referee.
Yeah, either a little motion or a little illegal formation.
Illegal formation by players in the backfield. That penalty is declined. It's going to be fourth down.
Yeah, they'll take the play if you're Wisconsin. So I know it's a struggle right now, but do you keep close tabs? Do you watch these guys when you can, Dev?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think once you're a Badger, you're a Badger forever. And so, you know, I have a different perspective being in California, but it's awesome. And I'm happy to say we're winning the punting game. I mean, our punter's doing a phenomenal job.
Rockets.
Special team.
Absolute Rockets. So. Were you out of it? Well, we'll pick it up here. It's like Ohio State's going to keep the offense out there. Fourth down and 4. At the Wisconsin 43-yard line, Donaldson the running back, 2 receivers right, 1 on the left, Sand back to throw, fires to the left, and it is pulled down by Carnell Tate inside the 25-yard line. Austin Brown on the coverage, Tate again with those excellent hands with the catch at the 24 of Wisconsin, first and 10 for Ohio State.
That is just so good. Tate so smooth out of the route, and Austin Brown is there in coverage. You're asking your guy on a 4th and 4 to make a perfect throw and a catch, and Ohio State was up to the task there to do it.
So the drive continues for Ohio State. 11:13 left of the third quarter, 17-0 the Buckeyes. And the incredibly efficient day continues for quarterback Julian Sayin. Bo Jackson back in there at running back. And Sayin will fake the handoff, whips it to the left, and another catch by Ted. He's catching everything. Emilio Agard on the coverage as Tate goes out of bounds at the 17 to the far side on a gain of 7. It is second down and 3 for Ohio State. We're visiting with Matt Davenport, one of the great kickers in Wisconsin football history. We'll continue our conversation here. Maybe Ohio State will cooperate and make a mistake. Here's the handoff to Jackson, hit behind the line of scrimmage and then finally taken down by Christian Allegro. That's a big play for the Badgers defense. Outside the 20, they'll mark at the 21-yard line where it's third down and 7 for the Buckeyes.
Yeah, Reiger, what they've done here is they went to a bare front, which means you cover up both guards and the center. And Reiger is playing a 3 technique, which is over the guard, and he just completely beat the guard, got into the backfield, slowed down the play, and then Allegro came in, swooped it up.
Third down, Ohio State, 7 to go from the Wisconsin 21-yard line. 5 minutes gone by third quarter. Tate slot right, Smith wide right, Ennis to the left. Pistol formation, handoff, Bo Jackson, and he gets nabbed by Darrell Peterson outside the 25-yard line. So the Badger defense getting a little nasty here in the third quarter. A penalty marker, late flag thrown.
Offense number 70.
So they blow the play dead. A no play there. It's one of those times where it got a little loud in here. So no play. So that backs Ohio State to the 26 of Wisconsin. It's third down and 12. for Ohio State.
Yeah, I didn't see it, and it did not.
Either.
I didn't see the flinch, and Darrell Peterson just whooped their tight end, beat him inside, made a great play. They called it on that right tackle. Have to maybe look back at it. Unfortunate flinch there Wisconsin.
Another right tackle, Luther, would never do that.
Never.
Philip Daniels, junior out of Cincinnati, guilty of that penalty. Donaldson, the running back, Sayan back to throw, looking, has time, now flush to his right. Sayan on the run at the 30, will throw a dart to Innes, who will make the catch and fall out of bounds inside the 20-yard line. He's short of the first down, went out of bounds along the near side. They'll mark at the 19, fourth down and five. Field goal team comes on for Ohio State. So you want to critique their,
who
better than Matt Davenport to critique Jaden Fielding?
Yeah, I mean, what do we got, a 29-yarder here? Oh, no, I'm sorry. What do we have, 37?
37, yep.
Yeah, I mean, he missed one a little earlier. Let's see if he can make an adjustment. The hard part is not overcompensating.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, it's like Tausch on the driving range. He goes left, he goes right next time.
Never 300 down the middle?
Never.
I thought it was always 300 down the middle.
Well, that's because he's over-exaggerating by 50%.
Lines are down, snap, ball down. The kick is away from Fielding.
You got
it. It is good. Just like Dad said, didn't overcompensate. So a field goal here for Ohio State, and we'll take a break. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. From the Rail Transport broadcast booth, 8:42 left third quarter, Ohio State 20, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
On game day, there's nothing like tailgating, touchdowns, and Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Twisted Tea goes down smooth and tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. Cool, refreshing, and a 5% kick of alcohol. Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Look for the bright yellow cans where you buy beer. Keep it twisted, Badger fans, with Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Please drink responsibly.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
The Junkyard Bar and Grill is your place for holiday parties. If you want to create an intimate holiday get-together with just your business, family, and or friends, the Junkyard has it all with a great atmosphere, delicious food, and plenty of space. Perfectly located between Wisconsin Rapids and Rome at 9047 Highway 13, the Junkyard also has the best live music in the area. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the Junkyard Bar and Grill, where it's always a good time.
Ladies and gentlemen, pets, imaginary friends, take a listen down memory lane and spread the 411 with 97.5 FM WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. If it was released from 1990 to 1999, we will play it Sunday nights 8 to 9. Send me your requests with your beeper, or maybe DM me on the socials, or email me james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Sunday nights 8 to 9 on WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. Booyah!
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. For the Buckeyes, 11 plays, 57 yards, leading to a Jaden Fielding 37-yard field goal. Badger fans, choose chill and celebrate responsibly. 21 means 21. Coors Light, choose chill. 2025, Coors Brewing Company. Golden, Colorado.
Couple of those last night. I can assure you of that. There's a couple other people.
Some blue mountains.
Very blue. Very chill.
20-0, Ohio State leading Wisconsin. Matt Davenport joining us in the booth. Wait, the kicker's well represented. Vitaly Pasetsky in town.
Oh yeah.
This weekend.
What was great? The 93 group.
Because
they had little flashcards, and 98, 99. There's a lot of overlap. 93. Very, an awesome turnout from the 93
group.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, there's Reggie Holt up from Florida. Lamar Shackerford still in the area. A great defensive lineman of all time.
Maneki.
Oh, my goodness. Yep. Here's Fielding with the kick in the air, headed toward and over the head of Vinny Anthony, and that will be a touchback, and the Badgers will start at their 25-yard line. Let's see if Wisconsin can get anything going here. First and 10 at their own 25, going south to north, right to left. So when you guys watch the video, they played the highlights of the Rose Bowls, where the memory's starting to flashback again, what you guys accomplished?
Yeah, I mean, one thing that stands out is the technology. You know, when I see the grain level on our first Rose Bowl, I'm like, we've come a long way. And they never managed to play the field goal highlight. I see that, too.
It's weird that that never makes it.
It's really unfortunate. Got to do something about that. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Shotgun snap, Hunter Simmons, and the pass deflected at the line of scrimmage. Ohio State getting some penetration for that outstanding defensive front. Ball falls incomplete, second and 10 for the Badgers at their own 25-yard line.
I'll tell you what, you're always wondering, though, who batted it down? And you just look, somebody will throw their hand up. If I'm whoever it was, that time it was Malone, threw his hands up. He must have batted it down. But again, that's great athletes, and if you don't get there, you know, if you don't get there, get back there, get your hands up, tip the ball, and then good things can happen. And that time, luckily, the ball fell to the turf.
Cade Iacomelli in it, running back. Trech Kekahuna slot to the left on second down and 10. And Simmons gets the snap, a little pressure up the middle. Hunter lofts it out left side, and it sails well over the head of Eugene Hilton. Davison Igbenosin on the coverage. So for newer Badger fans, we've referred to you as money a few times. Give us the refresher course, or the first time that fans are hearing it. How did you come up with
this?
This
is going to be a 50%er, I can tell you.
Yeah, this story is going to get better for sure. What was that Vince Vaughn movie?
Swingers.
Yep. So Swingers came out, and they would say, "You're so money, man." I'll get back to the story when you're ready.
There you go. This is going to be a good one. Third down and 10 for the Badgers at their 25-yard line. Trips to the right. Now Iacomelli, the running back, breaks out to the right. Simmons looks to throw. Glances to his right, checks it down to Anthony across the 25, and he is taken down by the safety, Jalen McClain.
So, yeah, I was just kind of in the zeitgeist, if you will, and I got interviewed, and I didn't get any training on interviewing when I got here, and I think it was Mike Lucas interviewed me, and he said, "What's your range?" And I said, "Well, I'm pretty much money from 45 in." I wasn't even the starter.
Did you even have a uniform?
No, the equipment guy was brutal. I couldn't even get cleats. I was wearing high tops.
It's fourth down and 5. Badgers punting at their 30-yard line. Sean West out there for Wisconsin. And he gets a clean snap. No pressure. The kick is away, and it will hit inside the 20-yard line. Ennis, he picks it up. A little risky move across the 10-yard line, weaving to his right across the 15, and he'll be covered up at the 17-yard line, and that's where Ohio State will begin first and 10. We'll take another break at U.S. Bank. We team together to support our customers and our communities. Stop by your local U.S. Bank branch today. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. For the Rail Transport Broadcast Booth, 7:36 left in the third quarter. Ohio State 20, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Favic Catt is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FavicCatt.com or call your local Favic Catt store for more information. Favic Catt is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
Fans, fall's the perfect time to get the tools you need and save while you're at it. Right now, Steel is offering instant savings and free battery deals on some of their best battery products. Stop by your Steel dealer today. 7:36 left third quarter, 20-0 Ohio State leading Wisconsin on a day where we are honoring the Rose Bowl champions of the 90s. We've got kicker Matt Davenport of the booth with us. We're going about the nickname thing, money. There's more to the story, though.
Well, there's more to the story because, like, I want to blame it on the training, but I just blurted it out. I'm money, you know. And then I remember we went back. I was with Tausch, some other guys, and I said, I'm really worried that this is going to get out. And I don't know who said it. Maybe it was just Jason Eck was there. He said, it's not going to come out. I wouldn't worry about it. Well, they used to put like a bulletin board at our seminary and post the articles. And one of the coaches put that up. And I remember coming down for breakfast and said, oh, no. I'm going to have to back this up at some point.
And Alvy called you out right out the field. He's like, all right, money, let's see.
He goes, okay, money, let's see. Lines up three 45-yard field goals from the middle and both hashes, and I've never hit three better field goals in my life. So it was pretty awesome. Then it stuck from there. I had to make some in the real game, too, but it was me going out on a limb, but pretty innocent.
So after that, the Indiana Northwestern game winner is like, I've been a pressure like that.
No-brainer.
First and 10 for the Buckeyes at their 17-yard line. As Sayan will hand it off to Bo Jackson, trying to right side again, being banged around behind the line of scrimmage and finally driven to the turf by the safety, Matt Young. And this Wisconsin defense doing what it can. That's a loss of a yard, second down and 11 for the Buckeyes.
Well, they spilled. Tackett Curtis spilled it. And then what you're trying to do there is just keep getting it to bounce, 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 and then have gang tackle mentality. And Wisconsin, their effort, Matt Young just flying down there, getting him down after doing everything right fundamentally up front.
Second down and 11 for the Buckeyes at their 16-yard line with 7 minutes left in the third quarter. 20-0 Ohio State. Ennis and Tate to the right. Now Ennis will motion to the left. Shotgun snap, Julian Sayan. Badgers sending four, including the safety, Emilio Agar, who gets to the quarterback. The redshirt freshman out of Philadelphia, Emilio Agar, coming off the corner. Spills the Ohio State quarterback at the 12-yard line.
And Darrell Peterson set that up, but I'm beating his man inside, and you try to get him moving. Give Agar a ton of credit for coming from where he did and getting him down on the ground and setting up another long third down. You can say a lot of stuff. This defense is playing very hard and fundamentally sound this afternoon.
That was a blow-by as Agar just wheeled around the running back, James Peoples. Third down and 15, Ohio State from its own 12. Sayan back to throw, four-man Wisconsin rush. Sayan with time, lets it roll, and it's a pass complete to Jeremiah Smith. The ball popped out right at the stick, which is the 27-yard line. And still no signal from the officials. Smith had it. It was pried loose. And this is the thing that happens when you're struggling. You just don't get the bounce, and that is what happened here. Smith had it. It looked like Austin Brown knocked it out. You had Posa there as well. But Jeremiah Smith was able to recover, and those are the kind of things that happen when you're struggling the way Wisconsin is.
And if you look, Austin Brown does a great job of getting that ball out, and they're going to take a look at it. I don't know how he recovered it. If he did, there's four red shirts around it and only one gray.
We'll see if they rule whether it was a catch even. So there'll be a few things we'll take a look at with 5:38 left in the third quarter, 20-0. Ohio State. Well, it certainly looked like a catch. You're right. That may be the main issue which would affect the spot here a little bit.
I don't know how I don't know if he did recover that punt. Obviously he did. They called it that way. But great hustle to the football. And it looks like he did catch it. And it does look like his knee is down. Yeah. And then you wonder if the spot, if that's accurate and they have the first down. But you get him in perfect position. You're unable to get off the field, and then when you do get the ball to hopefully pop out, it still falls back into Ohio State's hands.
We're taking a look at the television monitor. The first down markers are unofficial, but it looked like it was about right where he needed to be to get the first down. And as they continue to review it, Dav, I always thought when you guys get together, there's the moments on the field, the game-winning kicks, but probably all the other stuff, all those memories that have come back for you and everybody else this weekend.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you get asked, like, do you miss it? You know, and I like to say I don't miss the circus, but I miss the clowns, you know.
That's a chili, isn't it?
I feel like, you know, Chili may have to trademark that before he uses it, but it's right out of his playbook. But, yeah, no, honestly, you miss the locker room, you miss the goofy jokes, all the things that come with that. But it's, man, Amazing experience.
I was going to ask you, Tausch, did Chili break out any Chili-isms last night in your conversation?
Chili's brother was with him, and I got a little Chili brother, some anecdotes, but you know, Chili has so many quotes that we still go to.
Oh, yeah.
The clowns are funny now, and all of the great things he's got.
Here's the call.
The ruling on the field has changed. The runner's knee was down with possession of the football at the 26.5-yard line. Fourth down and a half yard at the 26.5.
And the offense stays out there for Ohio State. That's how confident Ryan Day is. They're in their own territory, inside the 30. They're in control of the game. They're going to go for it on fourth and a half a yard.
Yeah, that is, you know, you wonder if they're going to, a lot of times I'd be sitting up here thinking, well, are they going to run hard count and not do it? You feel like Ohio State feels like you just said, Matt. They're going to be able to get it done physically up front.
Nate Roberts lining up at fullback. Donaldson, the 230-pound tailback. Let's see if they run the play. Play clock is at 20. And now Roberts will shift wing on the left side. They'll sneak for it, and Sane will get it with a little bit of room to spare. So made that look relatively easy.
Not even a tush push.
No.
Just a saying push. He just went and said, I'm going to say, I'm going to go get it. And you're always looking for little wedges and little gaps to figure out where your apex is, and it was over the right guard. And he didn't need much, didn't get much, but got enough to get the first down.
You guys stay in touch? I mean, you guys obviously do. You and Talich, a lot of other teammates, you stay in touch?
Yeah,
not a ton, but as much as I can.
And, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you got lives, right?
Yeah, we got lives.
Kids, your own families, lots of games.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
From the 28-yard line, first and 10, Ohio State. Bo Jackson back in at running back. Sane reads it, keeps it, and throws it wide. A rare incompletion. It was intended for Carnell Tate across the 30-yard line of the far side. Sane now 30 of 34 through the air for 309 yards and two touchdowns.
That's pretty good. I already made one Mike Bobo reference from that outback bowl.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that again.
Yeah.
But Matthew, since he married so well, his kids are much better athletes. They're not kickers. He's got a stud quarterback out at a big boy school.
Did you hear what he just said?
I heard what he said.
Okay, well, and he agrees. Yeah. Am I not right?
Yeah, he's right.
So fill us in again. Well, let's get this play here on the 28-yard line of Ohio State. Second down and 10. Play fake. Sane, pressured by Reiger, steps up, checks it down. Jackson catches outside the numbers, 35 to the 40. And he is thrown down by Tackett Curtis at the 43 or 44-yard line. But they got their athleticism from you, though, right?
Well, you know, Heather's in the stand, so I want to be fair to her.
She's an avid listener.
She contributed. She did her part, that's for sure.
Hanging on every word we're saying up here.
Yeah.
She's going, where's Matt? I don't know.
She's like, no, you should go to the box.
From the 44 of Ohio State, first and 10. Jackson remains the running back, and Sane will feed it to him up the middle across the 45, across midfield into Wisconsin territory. Austin Brown on the tackle at the 49 of Wisconsin, a gain of 7. 4 minutes left in the third quarter, 20-0, Ohio State.
The play right before, you saw everything. Reiger beats his guy. Sane steps up in the pocket, another check down, a lot of space.
Shotgun snap, playing with tempo. Back to throw, Sane winds it up. Throws it deep, right side. A rainbow for Jeremiah Smith. That is deflected away, incomplete. And that is excellent coverage from Ricardo Hallman. All right, big moment for him. It's been a struggle of a season for him. Had an interception last week. And he's broken up a couple of shot plays with Jeremiah Smith, the intended receiver.
Jeremiah Smith uses, he kind of pulls and tugs on Rico. That's a case where if you're Ohio State, you'll take that all day. One-on-one, throw a bit, you know, 50-50 ball. And Rico, what you love seeing him today, he's getting his head turned around and he's making, you know, the receiver come back into him. Kept his head, no pass interference. Really well done by Ricardo.
Third down and 3, Ohio State at the Wisconsin 49. Sane gets the snap. Badgers rush 3. Quick toss left side. Caught 45-40, 35 to the 30. And out of bounds inside the 30 of the far side is the freshman receiver Quincy Porter. And another third down conversion here for Ohio State with 3.5 minutes left in the third quarter. They'll mark at the 27 of Wisconsin.
Just feels like waves. You think, okay, we have to stop Smith. Oh, we have to stop Tate. Oh, at some point, there's going to be, you know, you can only put your thumb on the old spot so many times before the water keeps coming. Ohio State just keeps plugging away.
Carnell Tate wide to the left, Porter to the right. And they faking the handoff to West. Sane will keep it 25 to the 20, and he'll dive to the turf inside the 20-yard line. So reading it and pulling it is the quarterback, Julian Sane. And they'll mark at the 20-yard line at a gain of 7.
dual threat there, and you know, saying is 32 of 37, 347 yards. He's, you know, making the right reads that time there. Wisconsin crashes down to stop the run. He pulls it and is able to go pick up 8 yards on first down.
Isaiah West, the running back in the pistol. Smith wide right, Tate slot right. Sand will feed it to West. Has room up the middle to the 15. Juke move to the left, inside the 10, inside the 5. They'll mark at the 4-yard line. First and goal, Ohio State.
Yeah, nice job up front. There just was way too much in a good patient run. And then when he saw the hole go and get to that next level, Wisconsin fortunate to get him down. I thought he was going to end up scoring. Not a ton of room, but enough to get through down to where Young and Austin Brown are able to get him down.
There were 2:08 left in the third quarter. First and goal, Ohio State at the 4, looking to extend what is a 20-point lead right now. West remains the running back, 210-pound freshman out of Philadelphia. Smith wide, slot right, Tate wide right. Here's the handoff to West, weaving his way up the middle to the 2-yard line, wrapped up by Christian Allegro. Gain of 2, second down and goal at the 2. I'm going to hold the thought, but I'm going to let you guys noodle on this. We mentioned 97, your game-winning kicks, and a season of ups and downs. I want to ask you, when we get to it, when you thought in 98, when you thought you guys had the chops to win a championship. We'll get to that here moving forward. Second and goal, Ohio State at the 2. C.J. Donaldson is the tailback. Nate Roberts lining up at fullback. Play fake, Sayin looking at a lob over the middle. Caught, touchdown, Will Kaczmarek. The tight end leaked out wide open. It's 26-0, Ohio State.
Yeah, nice design play, and obviously Wisconsin's thinking run, so they're bringing everybody down, and the key to that play is for the tight end to sell the run, get all the linebackers to suck up to stop it, and then to just leak out, and Sayin puts enough, little fluttered it out there beautifully, and about as easy of a touchdown as you're going to see.
Jaden Fielding ready for the PAT with a minute 15 left in the third quarter. Julian Sayin, 33 out of 38 today for 349 yards. And the kick from Fielding is good. And we've got a timeout here in Madison. Looking to save this fall, Steel has instant savings on select power tools, even free battery offers of popular sets. Visit your local Steel dealer or shop online. These fall savings won't last long. I want to thank our game sponsor today, Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is building a strong, resilient energy future today and for generations to come. From the Rail Transport broadcast booth, a minute 15 left third quarter, Ohio State 27, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring probation and parole agents with a starting pay of $22 per hour plus scheduled increases, a Monday through Friday schedule, and advancement opportunities. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger football from Learfield.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric, Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. We think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Kohl's has the back-to-school styles that'll spoil them at prices that'll spoil you, from jeans and tees to sneakers and more, which means you can do it all without overdoing your budget when you shop at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. 27-0 Ohio State leading Wisconsin. A minute 15 left in the third quarter. Former Badgers kicker Matt Davenport joining us in the booth. We got Brooks Bollinger behind us. He'll join us in a few minutes. So, guys, 98, when did you guys feel like you had a chance to go win it?
You know, I remember pretty distinctly in training camp at seminary the year before, the team would do team goals. And we'd write team goals, and, you know, somebody would shout out, let's do this, and we're going to win the Big Ten. And I remember Alvarez saying, this team isn't good enough. That was the year before. The next year, going into our senior year, somebody shouted the same thing, and he goes, this team's good enough. And that was enough belief for me. Mm-hmm. That's really what set the tone, and it's all about having a good leader that does that.
You guys rolled through that season. As Jaden Fielding is set to kick off. Stay with another impressive drive. 13 plays, 83 yards. That took 6 minutes and 21 seconds as Fielding's kick. Again, there will be no return. The Badgers will start at their 25-yard line. So sometimes the ball coach didn't have to yell. We do our high-pitched Barry Alvarez
it's fun.
Impressions. But,
it's really fun.
But if he just says, I think you're good enough.
I think one of the most important things from a team standpoint is you have to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, you know, Barry will tell the story back when he first got here. We had guys, you know, guys would get up and say, we're going to win the Big Ten. And he'd sit down. You know, that's not where we're at. You because the moment you start telling people something and then the reality hits, you lose credibility. And that was obviously Barry understood what winning football looked like. And, you know, we obviously had a few years there where it was more than a few years. Fantastic.
It was special. Here's the handoff. Cade Iacomelli on first down. The safety, Jalen McClain, comes in. So maybe he said, you're not good enough, cuz. Something like that. Is that how it went?
I don't know. Matt and I do this all the time. Do you have your, can you give us a little bear?
For some reason, I always want to say, hey. And it was all about.
Why are there dogs coming up here?
It was all
right
about getting us ready. Hey. I was like, that's my ringtone now. You know?
that's pretty good. Second down and 8 for the Badgers at their own 27-yard line. Jaden Ballard out to the right along with Vinny Anthony. Ballard will move into the slot. Iacomelli to the right of Hunter Simmons. He takes the snap, takes the handoff to Iacomelli. Hunter with time, now chased by Buckeye defender.